Psalms celebrating redemption and salvation by the Lord, week 6, day 1. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46. To the victor, for the sons of Korah upon the Alamoth, a song. There's a footnote about Alamoth that it means young virgins. Here, possibly it means high-pitched music or high-pitched instruments. God is for us a refuge and strength. He has found an exceedingly great help in adversity. Therefore, we will not fear when the earth alters and when the mountains are moved in the heart of the seas. Its waters make noise, they churn. The mountains quake in their uprising. Selah. There is a river, the streams of which make glad the city of God, the holy place of the habitations of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her at the turn of the morning. The nations make noise. The kingdoms are moved. He gives his voice. The earth is dissolved. Yehovah of armies is with us. A high tower for us is the God of Jacob. Selah. Go, behold the works of Yehovah, who sets desolations in the earth, who makes wars to cease, even to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, he clips off the spear, he burns up the chariots with fire. Let go and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Yehovah of armies is with us. A high tower for us is the God of Jacob. Selah. Reading from the summary of the spiritual sense, the first few verses are about the last judgment. There will be protection by the Lord when the last judgment comes and continues. This is the part about God is for us a refuge and strength when the mountains are moved in the heart of the seas. Second part, those who are of the church and in the doctrine of truth will be saved by the Lord when he comes. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her at the turn of the morning. They will have no fear of the hells nor of infestations from them, because he makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. And this is from the Lord. The God of Yehovah of armies is with us. A high tower for us is the God of Jacob. Now, explaining in more detail, the mountains are moved in the heart of the seas. We read, Yehovah, that is the Lord, is angry with no one and does evil to no one. Neither does he cast anyone into hell, as may be seen in the work heaven and hell. But it is so said in the sense of the letter of the word, because it appears this way to an evil man, and also to a simple man. For the word in the letter is according to appearance, because it is according to the apprehension of natural men. But as angels who are spiritual see the truths themselves of the word, not apparently according to the apprehension of man, according to the apprehension of man, but spiritually, they see the truths. Therefore, with the angels, the sense of such expressions is turned upside down. And this is the internal or spiritual sense. Therefore, it may be seen what is signified by the mountains are moved in the heart of the seas, and the mountains shall quake in the uprising, namely, that the evils of the loves of self and of the world will cause distress according to their increase. And concerning the words, God shall help her at the return of the morning, this night, this is from True Christian Religion 764, the heading is, this night is followed by a morning, which is the coming of the Lord. As the successive states of the church in general, and in particular, are described in the word, by the four seasons of the year, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, and by the four divisions of the day, morning, noon, evening, and night, and as the present church in Christendom is the night, it follows that the morning, that is the beginning of a new church, is now at hand. This can be seen from Psalm 46, that God will help her at the return of the morning. Yahweh makes wars to cease even to the end of the earth. This signifies that he makes combats, understood in the spiritual sense, to cease. These are the combats of falsities against the truths and goods of the church. Questions and comments. Number one, many catastrophes occur in this world, including earthquakes and tsunamis, pandemics, wars, economic depressions, and also more personal and private catastrophes. In what sense is God a refuge and strength for us, an exceedingly great help in adversity? Number two, how are we to think of catastrophes, knowing that the Lord does evil to no one? Why is the word written according to the appearance that he causes bad things to happen? Number three, when a church falls, it rejects and attacks the two essentials of the church, namely, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as the God of heaven and earth, and being conjoined with him by a life according to the Ten Commandments. Today, we are in a war zone spiritually. How does this psalm give us hope?